Do you need an intro to this episode? Hell no. Let's get straight into it. Baby!
You ever just lay in a bed of white sheets and linens and you think, this is how kings feel? This is how the Kings of Leon feel? That's a band, huh? We listened to their song earlier. If you're listening to this right now, I envy you. You sure you don't want any water, man? Your voice could get dry.
I'm good, thanks.
Fine, alright. If you're listening to this, your host and co-host came to St. Louis, and we had nothing planned. This is it. We were just going to podcast in St. Louis. I'm looking out a window right now.
We had plans for IKEA, but IKEA did not come in clutch. I'm very upset.
Welcome to Life of a Loser Presents. This is Andrew Edward. I'm your host, and I'm here with the mother of all plants, the poison ivy of real life. She wants. And that's pretty much it. I'm so good at intros. We're sober, right?
We're sober.
This is our first Sober Tuesdays with Merlot. This is actually recorded on Tuesday, too. Holy crap,
look
dude.
At us!
This is crazy.
Wow.
I have to put this out on a Tuesday, man, a week from now.
Otherwise, it won't make
Welcome
sense.
Welcome back to season, part two of season two.
I think so.
At a mid-season finale with the girls last time, and it's become the highest listened to episode of this season, mostly because it was the last one, so when people click on the podcast, the last episode comes up. Right now, I'm sitting in a pear tree inn.
Partridge in a pear tree inn. Hashtag sponsored by Drury.
There's a Drury inn across the street right next to a Ferris wheel. I'm looking at a Ferris wheel right now. You people, I've never gone on a Ferris wheel. Michaela, you gone on a Ferris wheel?
I have.
Where'd you go? Say fair?
No, at like Six Flags, and I think there's one. No, there's not one at Silver Dollar City. I know it's Six Flags.
I don't know how it would feel. I'm not much of a heights guy.
Well, let's go tomorrow.
And I don't, what's it called?
Do well being in a cage.
That too. I just don't like having the power out of my hands. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you ever just like, we're doing so well. I feel like I'm doing amazing right now. Everyone, if you're listening to this, welcome back to Life of a Loser.
Let us know if he's doing amazing or not.
I got a few hours of sleep, but my point about the Ferris wheel was something, and it was good. I remembered it, and it was good.
You don't know if you like the power being taken away from
you. Oh, yeah, it's because, like, roller coasters. I've talked about this before. I hate roller coasters.
Really?
I only like the ones that go over your shoulders. Even though I shouldn't feel safe with that, because if that flies off, then I'm fucking done.
Dunzo.
Yeah, but the lap one also, like, I've lost blood in, like, the feeling of my legs, because the lap one, I've pushed down against the,
too
like,
much.
My feet pushed down at the ground too hard.
Oh, no.
It's like whenever you're driving with somebody, if you've been friends with me, you may know I've done this a few times with people in the car. If you're driving with somebody, and then they don't understand that you have to brake a few meters before the stop sign instead of braking at the stop sign.
I feel like this is at me.
Do you do that as well?
No, but you rode here with me today, so I feel like
you did pretty well. I'm not going to deny you, you know? You've been driving.
Okay.
You've been driving for a few years.
Yeah.
How many years did you say you've been driving?
8? 9 if you count the permit.
You know what's, I didn't actually get my driver's license until my senior year of high school. So, I only had, like, 2 months of actual driver's skill in the 3-year span it took me to get my driver's license. I only drove for 2 months. And then she said, I took it 3 times, and if you fail the 3rd time, you have to go to a class.
Yep.
I took it the 3rd time, and she said, I think it was like a 74. She said, this is the lowest you can get without having to take the class, so I'm just going to pass you.
That's what I got.
Yeah, you're the lowest you can get?
We didn't do, like, an actual class, but the guy, I must have interrupted his smoke break, because he
was having none of it.
Reeked of cigarette smoke. And we went, and he, like, stopped in front of the door to get out and, like, waited for me to open it for him. But, like, was stopped just enough in front of the door to where, like, I couldn't pull the door open.
Yeah.
So you had to, like, open it for us. So it was super weird. And then the whole time that I'm driving, he's like, and then, like, scribbles some stuff down. And I was like, well, that's weird.
Hitting some hoops.
I did horrible at parallel parking, which parallel parking doesn't even matter. I, like, got it to where, like, I was almost able to get it, and he goes, no, we're done. Like, you failed that part. We're done. I was like, okay, like, where else do I go? Because I don't know the track for this. And he's like, no, we're just going to go back. I was like, oh,
you made you
okay, cool. And then he didn't talk to me. He talked to my dad.
Okay,
disrespect. And he said, yeah, mad disrespectful. He's like, you know, technically she passed. She got the lowest that you can get without, like, without failing. So she really shouldn't be driving. But yeah, technically she passed, but I still wouldn't let her drive.
Bro, you...
I drove home that day.
Yeah, I was like, what?
In case you were wondering, I drove home that day.
I remember the first time I did my driver's test was in my Suburban. Supposedly my Suburban. It's not really mine.
The red one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen
before
this?
Before Quaddy B?
Well, that was my parents' Durango, because my Suburban became shit quickly.
Oh, okay.
And it still is to this day, but it was also made in 97. But I had the Suburban, and then they're like, it's time to do the parallel parking. The person, I guess whoever was doing with me, thought, well, shit, this car is way too big. So they gave me, like, a semi-truck space to, like, parallel park in, and I was like, okay, this is kind of nice. I don't have to worry too much, because if they would have gave me a tighter space...
Oh, you would have been donezo.
But also, like...
Donezo.
Here's things I don't care. Like, if I'm driving, and then someone's like, oh, there's a parking space there, I'm like, hey... Put some comfortable shoes on, because we're fucking walking. No way I'm going to parallel park between two cars. I'm not saying it's lazy, but if you can't just walk a few more feet, and you want to take the time to do make the rest of us in the car watch you parallel park for about 10 minutes, because you have to go up, pull back out a little bit, go back in, you know, straighten it out. Oh, shit, I messed up a little bit, pull back. I'm like, come on, man.
I have never been in a situation where I actually had to parallel park.
Nor have I.
Like, there's always other options. Yeah. I mean, maybe downtown Springfield, but, like, I always get lucky to where it's one of the, like, end ones, and then there's also a space, like, empty behind it, so it's just, it's not actually parallel parking.
And if I, because, like, if it's like that, you have the space and then the space in front of it,
mm-hmm.
I go into the space in front of it.
Oh, of course.
But I do not get close to the front car mm-hmm. at all.
No.
Because if that person decides to jump all the way on me, now I gotta, like...
Yep, you gotta work on it. Yep.
Yeah, so I go as far back so that person's close to my ass, but I'm nowhere near the person's ass in front of me.
You're good. You're good.
Look at us. We're talking about parking, dude.
You know, I mean, people were worried. People were worried we weren't gonna have anything to talk about after being gone for so long. But driving...
And that's one of those things that I was just talking about, man, about the parking, because we're still on it.
Yeah.
It gives me anxiety, like, I don't know, maybe it's not anxiety, but, like, waiting for somebody to park. I'm like, can you just let me out of the car while you park? You know what I'm saying? I don't know why it gets me annoyed or something, but, like, if it's, like, especially, like, if we're, like, showing up late, and I'm like, I'll get out.
I'll go meet them and tell them you're on your way.
Yeah. And, like, we show up together. I'm like, fuck that. You.
No, you take too long to park. I'm done. Dunzo.
So, now that we're back.
We're back.
For part two of season two.
Yes.
I think I should give a recap to the people from what we might have talked about in part one of season two.
Okay.
We did not do anything with the Valentine's cards.
Oh, no! We should have
There's no surprise guest. How would I ever get the person to be a surprise guest if they live in St. Louis?
Magic. I mean, we planned a trip this time.
Hey, one time.
Yeah.
Man, let me tell you something, man.
What's up?
If I had to come to town again, you know, and do another one, I need to be off the chain.
Off the chain?
Yeah.
Like, the trip or the pod needs to be off
Both.
The chain?
Both.
Okay.
No, the trip was pretty dope so far. I got to see gorillas, which is the only thing I care
R.I.P.
about.
Harambe?
At zoos. Yeah, shout out to Harambe. But, like, I need, like, four bottles of liquor in the room.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't make that happen. Sorry.
Just four bottles. Why?
I'm not going to make it happen.
Oh, no. I'm just saying. I'll have four bottles in the room. You know what I mean? I'm wearing glasses the whole time.
Okay. Yeah, you were supposed to do that today, but you didn't.
I held off, man. I'm a little tired. What else is there?
That was the whole point of waiting.
I might have, like, two pizzas just chilling, you know, so if I get bored halfway through, I can eat a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Do some ASMR.
Yeah. Oh, actually, this is one of those
times. Shout out to Drea, who didn't know what that was for a bit.
Yeah. Hey, sister.
Hi, Drea.
Yeah, she ain't never listened to
that. Oh, I'll tell her that she has okay. A shout out.
Yeah, if you listen to the first 5 minutes, Drea, you're, what was it, 5 minutes, you got that shout out. Ooh, this boy got nutted. Not nutted. That's not the right phrase. Sorry, I don't know why. I should just turn off the TV. It's because it distracts me. The NBA playoffs is on. I used to love watching the NBA. I used to like watching the playoffs, but I don't have cable, so I can't. Mm-hmm. But this guy just got kicked right in the nuts, which was a move I used to do in basketball myself. You know what I mean? You ever do that? Well, I guess it doesn't matter if you did it. I mean, it still hurts to get kicked in the mound. But like... And when I would play basketball, if somebody was playing too tight of defense on me, I would purposely kick my foot out, and then sometimes I would aim for the nuts.
Oh, you know what I mean? Okay.
I had some tricks, dude. Like, I mean, whenever, you know, like you get the 3-point stance?
Oh, yeah. And the triple threat?
Yeah, the triple threat.
Triple threat.
So, like, here's my move. Like, I would, like, you know, like, pretend I'm going to go forward. And when I finally do go forward, what I would do with my right... I think it's the right foot. No, it's my left foot because I dribble with my left hand first. I would step on the person's shoe guarding me. So as I would move forward, they would try to move back, but they can't move because their foot's attached to the ground.
Yeah,
so they would just fall. Yeah. That's a move I would do. That's another.
And you wouldn't get called a charge because you didn't really touch
them. Yeah, I didn't touch them at all. It was just an accident. I stepped on their foot, and then they fell. And then I got all this space.
All that space. You're a very spacey person.
Yeah, what was the original topic? How did we get on this? I saw that happen. But what were we talking about before that, man?
Oh, a recap.
Oh, yeah, recap of part one of season two. We did not do the Valentines, but we always have a chance throughout
life. We have them. We have them. I mean, you know, I don't think Tap House is ever rescheduling second Halloween. Luckily, Valentine's cards aren't dated, so maybe next year.
Yeah.
Unless we get another snow.
I thought you were about to say, like, luckily Valentine's cards aren't, like, specific to anything. I'm like, they're specific to Valentine's, no. But they aren't dated. No, you're correct.
They're not dated.
Yeah.
Just, if you think it's from last year, shut up, it's not.
What else did we talk about on that? That's the only part I remember, to be honest. We talked about all the guests. I've been trying to get guests. I've got some good ones so far. You'll hear a roommate podcast coming up this second half of the season.
Oh, you haven't released that yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
I ended it with those two girls.
Oh, right.
And then
Katie
and
Teresa.
Yeah. Shout out to them. They're good peoples. We played a lot of games. If you didn't listen to that one, go back. Listen to it. It's the highest listened to podcast of this season so far.
Ayo.
Until this one.
Until this one.
Until this one, because you're going to see that photo of us.
Back.
Yeah, you're going to see that photo of us laying in the beds, bro. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh. What are they doing? Why are they in beds?
Separate beds.
Yeah. But... this is our marriage. Separate bed marriage.
Facts.
Yeah, because, you know, you look like the kind of person that'd be, like, sleeping on, like, the firmest mattress.
What does that mean?
You know what I mean?
No, I just asked, what does that mean?
You're looking like you, like, want to, like, the straightest spine when you wake up. You know what I mean?
I have really bad posture, so.
Because that's why your mattress is firm, because you, like, to have it, like, hard. Mm. So your spine's, like, chilling.
I don't know.
You got scoli,
that.
Huh?
I do not have scoliosis.
I was talking with my bank boss about this. Not scoli. Well, it's basically scoliosis, but he was like, we're talking about, like, what are those people? The chiropractors, like, crack your, like, shit in the place. Yeah. He was like, I would like to do it just to see how bad, like, everything, like, is. I'm like, it'd be messed up if they, like, corrected your spine and you were, like, all of a sudden 2 inches taller because, like, all the slouching you do, in real life. Like, you know, like, you ever, like, when you, like, sit and, like, this position's probably not great because, like, your shoulders are propped back. She's just laying on a pillow looking at me, so, like, lovingly. Her feet are in the air. She's, like, kicking them around like she's on the pillow.
You know, I sure create the illusion.
Yeah, since it's not a visual podcast, I can just say whatever I want about people. One day I'll be fancy enough. If the government tosses out a fourth check, I'll get a camera.
Joey B, where you at?
Yeah, Joey V. Is that what you call him?
Yeah.
I call him Joey Baby. I don't call him that. No. You know what a Joey? That's the name of a baby kangaroo?
Yeah. Yes,
did
I'm
you know
aware.
That prior? Yeah. Because I just learned it today at the zoo. Really? Because it said she can fit three you Joeys in her at one time, and I was like, ugh, bro. Ugh. I was like, that's a tough weekend. Putting three Joeys inside of you, God damn. I should really edit podcast.
Nah, it's fine.
Nah, it's good. It's good.
Authentic.
It's so authentic. That's it's authenticated get, by the National Smithsonian.
Listeners.
Yeah, my
so authentic.
Oh, also, you know, shout out to my listeners who've been listening around the world. Let me go to the podcast page real quick and look at it.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
can't, but you know, shout out to all the people in Peru, and nobody listens to me in Peru. I just wanted to shout out to Peru for some reason. But yeah,
nobody wants
to you
listen
as well.
To you in Peru.
Like Michaela, so recently, ma'am, giving me a lot of listeners.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Am I allowed to...
From the Tindy and the
yeah,
Hinge?
Yeah, I was about to say, her Tinder and Hinge game is strong.
You know, I do
oh, you
what
might
I
have
can
seen us.
Promote.
You might have seen us featured on Tinder and Hinge.
Yes.
That's
you
what
can
we
find
said
us
last
there.
Time. Yeah,
you can find us on Tinder Hinge. Almost all the socials.
All the socials. We're getting a link tree.
Yeah,
but
we're
our
working
link trees
on that.
Are gonna link
neither
together.
Of us, neither of us really know a lot about that, but
yeah, I feel like I have to pay for it. And here's things I don't do. Pay
so.
For.
But I don't know that much about it. I just saw it on TikTok.
Yeah. TikTok.
TikTok.
I'm still a TikTok superstar.
Facts.
Last time I had, you know, 2,000 and probably 30 views. Now I have, 2,080 likes. Now I have 2,080. I messed
one.
It up. It was 2,030 and then 2,080. So 50 more people like my stuff. You all, thank you very much for being supportive.
Thank you for the support.
Thank
he
you for
it.
Subscribing to the Patreon. Anything important happening in your life?
No, not really.
Cool.
Not a lot. Planned a trip to St. Louis that kind of ended up being a bust. Sorry about that.
It's
just
okay,
won't plan
man.
Trips anymore.
I have some meet and greets posted up for tomorrow. I'll hit up all my peoples.
There you
Are
go.
You any people in town you want to see during this time? You don't have to say names, I'm just saying to you.
I mean, we're seeing Rachel.
There you go. Well, that's the only person, yeah. We're going to go to Narwhals. I heard about great things about this place. Narwhals, if you're listening right
it's
now,
amazing.
Sponsor me.
Hashtag ad.
We're going to the one with the chips, you said?
I think so. I think that's the plan. The one with the nachos.
We're on the good side of St. Louis, too, so if you heard all the sirens in the background...
If you heard all the sirens, no, you didn't.
Yeah, you better think twice. You heard the sirens, you better think twice. When you get knocked on the door, like, shut the hell up in there. And I'm like, you tell me shut up, you better think twice. I go out there, the dude's like 6'8". I'm like, all right, I'll think twice. That's on me.
I'll think three times, yeah. Actually.
Think once, shame on me. Think twice, shame on you. Think three times, you know, shame on me again. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? How's that go? I messed that up. It's
fool me
once,
shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I don't know about a fool me three times.
Oh, yeah. Fool me twice, I can't get fooled again. That's George W. Bush.
True, I guess.
That's from that J. Cole song.
J. Cole.
You listen to his new song? Or I guess he has a new album.
Oh, then no.
I don't listen to much rap anymore. That's pretty much it. I just don't listen a lot.
So, if you're a rapper and you're hearing this, sorry about you.
I'm not a rapper.
No, you're not.
You know? I'm not a rapper. I'm an adapter. You know what I'm saying? Was she sitting up now?
I am.
I feel like right, because of the angle back. I'm at, like, my vocal cords being pressed down by my chin fat into my neck. And just like, hey,
great.
Give us some air, bro.
Breathe.
Earlier when we got to this hotel, we were watching this show called Botched, and it was the craziest thing, you guys.
Yes.
We were roasting these people.
Facts. The doctors were also roasting them, so we're not that bad.
You said
like
probably
the poor girl with the nose.
Yeah, her nose is rough.
They were so mean. They're like, I've never seen anything this bad before. Yeah, like,
they're like, he eviscerated you.
Homegirl's already upset that it ruined her wedding day.
Yeah, well, that
like, you don't need to ruin the rest of her life.
Yeah, but what you said about that one guy was spot on. I said that he had an ugly face, so he probably should have got surgery on that too. But you said that was like, he was getting like extra skin removed. And I said, well, it doesn't look too much of it. It's changed. And you said,
you're like
why would I spend that much money?
No.
Yeah, you said.
I said, it looked like they could have done more, which everyone took that to mean, like, oh, he needs more. But if you're going to spend that much money to go on a show to get that done, like, you, most of them want like crazy unrealistic.
It's not like
he just
shelled out like $1,000. He shelled out like probably 10 grand. Like,
well,
because
you have to pay for the surgery and you have to pay for being on the show.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, I expected some super unrealistic results.
Yeah, like his extra skin just looked like it got like tied in the back. You know? Like, it was the same body, they just pulled it back.
Yeah.
And it was just his body still.
Yeah. Like in Golden Girls, whenever Dorothy tells Blanche about how, like, if you lean forward, you know, like, your face goes like this.
Uh-huh.
Y'all can't see it. I don't know why I looked at the microphone like, y'all can't see it.
You
but then she's like no, only lay back. And then Blanche holds up the mirror, and she's, like, leaning back, and she's like, oh, wow, I look so pretty. And then Dorothy's like, but everything falls to the side when you do that.
Oh, that's true. Pulls backwards.
I don't know. That's what that made me think.
Blanche is the hottie, right?
Yes.
You know what's weird?
Huh.
Because I guess J-Lo is probably the same age as the Golden Girls now.
Yeah.
That they
just
were then.
So bizarre.
Yeah. But like, when I was younger, I was like, Blanche a hottie? Maybe it's just because her character was designed to be
supposed
that way.
To be.
Or, like, compared
like
to every other person in the show.
Like, she was designed to be desirable.
Yeah.
Like, she was that person in the house. So,
yeah.
It's just like, oh, yeah, she's desirable.
But, like, she got old lady fro. Like, not really a fro, but, like, she had that old lady short hair.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, that... You know, Blanche was 90s hot, dude.
True. Like, the year 1990s, not 90-year-olds. She would be very insulted. You might get haunted by her ghost for that.
Oh, no, shout out to whatever her name is in real life. What's her... I only know Bea Arthur and Betty White's names.
Yeah,
I don't know the
Bea
other
Arthur
two ladies.
Betty White.
The other two ladies, I don't know their names.
That's all I got. Okay, also, shout out to Ryan Reynolds for making them pay so much money just so he could wear
a
Bea
Arthur
shirt in Deadpool.
I would do that for things I love, you know? Like, if I was in a movie and they're like, you can't wear that Kevin Smith shirt, I'd be like, I'm wearing it regardless.
Pay the fine.
Or like, you can't, what is this Life of a Loser Presents shirt? You can't wear that. And I'm like, I'm going to pay the company that has this shirt to wear this shirt.
I will pay enough.
Oh, that's such a Mark move, dude. If I did that, I wore my own shirt.
I learned what a Mark move is today,
oh my
by
gosh,
the way, guys.
Dude. Don't be a Mark. It's a wrestling term. If I ever get Frankie and Merrick, if that's one person, Frankie Merrick's his full name. If I ever get Frankie and Timmy on here.
Bet. Let's go. How do we reach them?
They're in my hometown.
Okay.
But like, I want to do the wrestling, like I told you last, the wrestling podcast with them.
Okay.
You know, because we're all really big fans.
Yeah.
You know, you're a big fan too.
Sure.
Well, you guys kept talking to...
Peyton.
Yes.
Shout out to Peyton.
You guys kept talking about wrestling. Is he a wrestling coach, or what's he do with wrestling?
He wrestles.
He wrestles like how?
He wrestles?
Like he does like Greco-Roman
wrestling?
He
does the wrestling. He goes to the place and he wrestles people.
I'm confused. Like
and
he
has
does...
wrestling practice. I mean, I can call them and get clarification if you want.
Because if he's like doing like the wrestling that I'm, because I was gonna go move, like I had this small possibility that like when I'm 30, I want to move to Raytown, Missouri because they have a wrestling school.
Right, and I told you that your wrestling name should be Raytown Rice.
Oh yeah, Raytown Rice. Yeah. What was it?
Raytown Rice.
Yeah, Raytown Rice. Oh my God, Ray Rice. I remember that now. She's
Hey, you know what? If you're in a domestic abuse situation, call somebody for help, you know? Right time, right? Yes. Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What was that? What did I drop? Not my phone, not my watch. Oh, it was the remote?
Oh, probably. We can live without that.
Yeah, we don't need that. I kind of need it, though, to turn off. Well, I guess you don't need the remote to turn off a TV.
We'll find it. It's fine. We just don't need that for this.
That's true. Okay, so yeah. What wrestling does he do?
He wrestles.
This needs to be clarified.
I'm working on it. Okay.
They're probably at their fifth burger joint of the day. Just chilling.
Working on it.
Does he need like a mouthpiece if he's doing the type of wrestling? I can be the announcer for him, you know? Okay.
That's not what I thought you meant by a mouthpiece. I thought you meant like a mouth guard.
No, man. Can I be his mouthpiece? You know how some people
I didn't.
You know how some people don't have lips?
That was like a clarification.
We talked about that too earlier, about how some folks just don't have lips.
Of what kind of wrestling it was. Like, if it was real wrestling, then yes, you would have to wear a mouth guard, but if it's the fake stuff, then you don't have to wear a mouth guard.
Hey, man. Predetermined. Don't you dare use that F word when you talk about our sport.
I'm not talking about that wrestling. I'm talking about other wrestling.
What?
Not the kind that people get paid for. It's just the kind of people fuck around to do.
What do you mean?
Like, if they're just joking around wrestling. Like, the fake kind. Like, you're not actually going to get hurt. Nobody's making money off of it. Not talking about predetermined.
Like, you're not talking WWE or like, Greco-Roman.
Right.
You're just people horsing around in their backyard? Okay. I was like, what are you talking about, bro?
Yeah.
People just filming.
Wrestling.
It doesn't matter, man. I was just curious. You guys kept saying, I was like, what kind of wrestling? Like, is he, how old is this man? How does he still wrestle? Maybe he's an Olympic athlete, and I just didn't know. And I was in the presence of an Olympic athlete.
He likes to keep it on the DL.
Yeah, the down low, the digits. What the hell? I'm sorry, commercials be throwing me off.
Look at all that money. Wow. That's a whole nother podcast. You just...
What?
Record yourself commenting on things that you see on the TV.
Someone told me I should do that, like, watch a movie.
Oh,
and then just do the commentary, because I can't shut up during a movie, unfortunately. Yeah. Unless it's my first time seeing it.
Oh, yeah.
Because then
you get kind of antsy about it.
Yeah, man, it blows my mind. Like, if it's the first time I'm seeing it, I need to know the plot. I need to know what's happening. Mm-hmm. Like, unless I don't give a shit about it, like we've done with most like Nicolas Cage movies.
Sorry, Nicky boy.
But, like, the ones that, like, we, like, Face Off, I need to know what was happening. Because that movie was so crazy.
Yeah, that was...
The one where he was like...
It was very interesting, but I would not call it good.
Oh, true.
You know?
The one where he was like a night hotel manager in like Puerto Rico.
Yeah, what was that?
No clue what the hell was happening that whole film.
There were like six plots, but none of them...
But they all intermingled.
None of them had like a storyline.
Yeah, like every person was independent, but they all knew each other. I'm like, I don't understand. Yeah. But yeah, it's my first time watching something like... Especially when I was really into the Marvel movies. I'm not saying I'm not into them anymore, but there hasn't been one in a while. But, like, if somebody would try to speak to me during, like... Oh, it's, like, that's why I kind of didn't like opening nights at theaters. Like, I loved opening night regardless, because, like, you get to be around a bunch of people who care about something you care about.
He knows.
Back to it. Jeez. My brother is the second time he's called during a podcast and just cut me off. So what was I saying? Oh, yeah. I like going to opening nights because I like to be in a room full of people who care about something you care about as well. But also, I don't like it because if a cool moment happens, there's 4 minutes of yelling and shit.
Oh my gosh!
And there's probably some
crazy.
Yeah, there's some plot.
And then you miss the dialogue because nobody uses subtitles.
So, yeah, and then they like
subtitles.
Another thing that like annoys me about movies. Holy shit! Lost my contact in my eye.
Oh no. Please hold for technical difficulties.
Keep going. What was I saying? One thing I also dislike, pet peeve about movies, is when people clap after a movie's over.
Yeah.
Because who is...
It's kind of like when they clap after they land the plane. Like, did you really think you weren't going to make it? Because if so, then why did you get on the plane? Did you really think you weren't going to see the end of the movie? Because if so, why did you buy the ticket?
So sorry.
I'm trying to fill the dead air while you deal with your contact thing, but I don't think it's going well.
What was I just... yeah. When you clap, I can see... It's still weird, but if you clap when a plane lands, at least, like, the pilot could probably hear you. Right?
I can see your contact hanging out of your eye.
Thank you.
It's not lost anymore.
All right. So, if you clap whenever the plane lands, the pilot might hear you.
They might appreciate it.
Now I'm going to shout as I walk across the room to get a contact cleaner.
If anybody's a pilot, can you please confirm whether or not you appreciate the clapping that some people do after the plane lands? Like, I just want to know if pilots actually appreciate that, because if so, then people can keep doing it. But if it annoys y'all as much as all the other passengers that don't clap, like, we need to put an end to it. At the end of movies?
Okay, so, like, if you clap after a plane lands, someone might appreciate it. If you clap after a movie ends, who from the movie can hear you clapping?
Maybe there's someone there. You don't know.
A Hollywood movie playing in Springfield, Missouri?
Yeah, maybe they're in disguise. You don't know.
So, like...
You don't know?
Clapping at the end of a play makes sense. People can hear you. Like, they're there.
They get that instant gratification. Yeah. Like, I did something good. I did real well.
Yeah.
And then you start booing and it's all over.
Ow. I didn't put enough on there, I guess. That hurts.
You ever just lose your contact in your eye?
You don't wear contacts,
huh? Yeah. You have good enough eyes, you just wear glasses every now and then.
Yeah, boy. When I drive.
Legally, you have to do that?
I don't have to, but it makes me feel safer.
I have to wear something when I drive legally. Which, you know, I guess makes people, like, it should make me feel safer, but, like, also, shapes, even though I can't tell what it says on the sign, shapes tend to just stay what they are.
Yeah.
Like a upside down triangle that's red.
You can
what
see
is
basically
that?
Like the Japanese flag, and you're like, don't go in there.
Exactly. Like an upside down triangle that's red, that's a yield sign. It's not going to change just because I can't read the word yield. Red pentagon, that's not a pentagon. What is that? Octagon?
Octagon.
There's eight sides to it.
El Stape.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if I were colorblind and they had those sideways stoplights, I would know what to do.
Oh, yeah. Those stress me out. They have those down in Texas, and I am not a fan.
Yeah, like it's four or like the three?
Three.
I was like, because the four ones even blow my mind even more, because I'm like, you don't need that many lights.
Oh, yeah, no.
But even like
just give them the yield on green. Like... You're good. You don't need to have the arrows. Like, either you get the arrow or you don't. You don't need to have arrow and not arrow.
It's true. Oh, man. But, yeah. I don't...
Man.
Man, driving's tough. We're back on driving again. You know the thing I do that annoys me when somebody yields too long?
What?
I'm kidding. No. There's this special spot in my hometown... We're like,
there's a special place in my heart for people that stop too long at a yield.
There's a special spot in my hometown right now by a Walmart that, like, it says yield, but, like, you really don't have to, even if it's a red light. Because, like, you can yield, but if you know there's no car coming,
yeet.
Jump it.
There you go.
And I jump it every time because I'm like, I can clearly see there's no car coming, baby.
Isn't it just yield to oncoming traffic? That's just too long to put on those signs?
Yeah.
So if there's no oncoming traffic, you don't need to yield. I don't know. Maybe there's like a traffic officer listening to this somewhere that can correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Find me on the socials and correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's at Michaela with an A.
Michael _ with dot and dot A.
That's at Michael without an A. Is that one of your names?
Michael _ with dot and dot A is on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook's just my normal name.
Ah. But don't add her on that because she has family.
I don't like
just
to
in general, I just mean you have family.
I don't like to accept people that I don't know on Facebook. Instagram's a little different. Yeah. Like, with each social media platform, it gets a little more out there, you know?
It's true. Like, if you had a Twitter, you're like, I don't care who.
I have a Twitter, but I haven't used it since 2017.
Not too long ago.
4 years?
Still, like, a lot sooner than, like, me who made one in 2011. Never touched
okay,
it.
Subtle flex, old man.
You know what I mean?
D-I-N-A-S-A.
Yeah, I had a MySpace.
You are a dinosaur. Oh,
you're going to sing that at my wedding, funeral.
Both.
And yeah.
Sing at my
because
own wedding.
Because we are, yeah. I guess you were breaking the news to the audience.
No.
No. What news? Not
Which news?
Well, we have more than one news.
You can break the news.
We don't love our offspring. That's the one I want to break. You told me 6 times today that.
Yeah, no, I said you don't.
Yeah.
I didn't say we.
You gave up the first one. Look at this inside joke. People are going to be listening to this like, what the hell are they talking about?
For clarification, we have no offspring.
Not yet. We might get a dog.
I have to count this podcast.
El perrito.
Perrito.
Perrito. For real, man. End of July? That's how long I have to wait to pet a dog?
I mean, you can pet a dog at any park. We can walk around parks here and find dogs to pet tomorrow.
I was just telling this to my friend yesterday. I'm not going to drop government names, but I only hung out with one person yesterday.
Oh.
But I was telling her yesterday, I'm like, we saw a dog at Andy's.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh my God, I'm sorry that I just ignored everything you said. I saw a dog.
I do the same thing. Yeah. It's fine.
And then she said, we should go over and touch it. And I said, that's fine and all. But usually when I'm with another person,
mm-hmm.
I don't touch the dog.
Really?
Because I feel uncomfortable that two people are paying more attention to the dog than the human. So I let the person I'm with talk to the dog while I talk to the person holding
the
dog. Oh,
no, you multitask.
Some people don't. I've been with some folks who don't know how to multitask. They're only their only dog there, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Okay, I have the answer to your question.
Yeah. Oh, the thing...
Peyton, if you're listening, there's no way you're listening. Kay said that Peyton does. I texted her and I said, Andrew wants to know what kind of wrestling Peyton does. She said style or in general. I said both. And Kay responded,
Lucha Libre.
Like Bam Bam Bigelow and Samoa Joe. Does that mean anything to you?
Does she know who both those people are?
I'm guessing she probably asked Peyton, and that's what he said, so she typed it out.
So he's just an athletic big man.
I guess? I mean, you met him.
I didn't see him do any. He does professional wrestling.
Yes.
Like WWE.
Yes.
Because Bam Bam Bigelow main evented WrestleMania 9, I believe. You know? I guess you don't know. Him and Lawrence Taylor.
I thought they were joke names.
No. Bam Bam Bigelow's real, man.
You didn't cover them in drunk wrestling.
The New Jersey. What's his name? The Beast from the East. He's from Jersey. Okay. Yeah. It's Bam Bam Bigelow. And then Samoa Joe. Yeah, man. Gosh, you know Samoa Joe?
No, I don't.
TNA legend.
My mind went to Jason Momoa. And
ROH,
I know that's not the same thing.
ROH legend Samoa Joe. Jason Momoa. To be fair, Jason Momoa, I don't know if he's Samoan, but he's probably some form of Polynesian.
There you go.
Yeah. So those there two guys are big, athletic, mm-hmm. big men in the wrestling industry.
Cool.
You know?
As in, like, big as in stature or big as in popular?
Stature. Like, okay. To be fair, I don't really think either guy was really that tall. They're probably, like, 6'2", at best. Samoa Joe might
taller
be
taller than you.
Yeah. But, like, compared to, like, if you put him in the ring with, like, Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant!
You saw him in a
what
movie.
A guy. I did.
But like,
I like him.
The thing with Bam Bam, or like, you know, he didn't mention Vader, but if, you know, Vader was there as an option, like, these guys are like, probably like, very, like, considered fat, but like, they can still do backflips off like the top rope and stuff, you know?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, wow, that's cool. That guy's living the dream.
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
I didn't really, you know, that should have been more of a dream of mine when I was younger in athletic. But now that I have a jacked up shoulder, terrible knees, flat feet, a bad heart. Just kidding.
You really be living the dream.
Like, if I try to wrestle for a day, I would take one bump, my neck muscles would just give out immediately. I'd have two concussions because you have to tuck your chin.
Concussions are fun.
You know what I'm saying? They definitely. I've not had one, but I've talked to many friends who've had them from sports, and they do not look fun. Like, you feel like shit. Your eyes are always like this for some reason.
I was very tired.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you.
I was very tired, and I was told that I could not nap, and I had never wanted a nap more in my life.
Were your eyes, like, everybody, like, because I've had, like, the kid I knew.
I wore sunglasses.
I was say, his eyes were like
after
this.
After all three of my concussions, I wore sunglasses the whole time.
You've had three?
Yeah.
How'd the first one happen?
Softball.
The ball hit you in the head?
Yeah, I have a picture. Sorry,
y'all. How'd the ball hit you in the head?
It was the first time I ever played outfield.
Oh, bro,
I should not have been playing outfield.
Were you like trying to find it and it caught you like off the glove?
I was lined up perfectly per my coach, and she doesn't understand how I missed it. Obviously, I don't either because it went conk and all the sense went out of my head. But let's find the picture. Please hold.
That reminds me, like, I was playing Little League as a kid, like maybe a 9-year-old. And then the pop fly went to third. They always put me on third because I was a bigger child, so they assumed I would just stop the ball with my body, if anything.
False.
Reflexes are slow as hell, so it made no sense that, like, if a ball came...
I got some good eyelashes, though.
Oh, shit. I think I have seen this. Damn, that's rough. But I
that
did,
was the first one.
I also got, the stitches from the ball
in
my head.
Yeah, the stitches.
Because, like, the sun got in the way, so then, like, I was up, and then it just missed the glove completely, and it
popped that's kind of...
What happened to you?
Yeah.
It's very fun. And there was the time.
I'm like, hey, do you know where you are? Yes, I'm at softball practice. Can I go now? Like,
yeah, obviously not. How long did that take to swell down? The thing is, whenever you like first, everyone knows this. If you don't, you've never been hurt. But like, when you initially get hurt, it's like not huge, but like
as the hours go by,
it just starts popping. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, did you wrap it, or is it just, like, you walking around?
I was just walking around with it. We had...
You bang up or
so
anything?
So, we... What?
You bang up or anything? You just try to cover it?
Nope.
You pop in the five head
nope,
up there?
Nope, never did bangs. But we had... So, it was in the summer, and that was my first high school softball practice. No wonder I sat bench freshman year. That, and I'm pretty sure the coach hated me, but...
Yeah.
So then we also had a basketball tournament that whole week, so I obviously couldn't play.
Yeah.
But I still went to the games so that I wouldn't get benched, because, you know, fear.
What sport...
People-pleasing.
Was it that they said, you're not going to play at all, so you probably should just quit, and they said, fuck that, I'm playing it. Like, I'm going to be on the
volleyball. Okay. He told me, hey... You know what? Maybe if you would have started playing freshman year, you might be okay by now, but you're not going to get to play much, if at all. And I said, okay, see you Monday, coach.
You
it
said,
was senior year.
You said,
I
bro, if I set
candy.
One time, I've done my job today.
Even if I set bench, I did my job. If I chased a ball, I did my job.
So, yeah, but say, when you have a concussion, you really can't do like physical activity either, because like, if you run, you feel like you throw up and stuff.
Right.
Is it because the brain's damaged, right?
Bruised?
So, like, if you run, does it, like,
and you get, like,
your
really bad headaches
balance
stuff,
off, or
so.
Is it?
Yeah, it can mess with your balance and everything.
Okay.
Mine, like, I felt like I could do everything. I was told not to do stuff, but, like, mom and dad took my phone.
Oh,
because you're not, you're supposed to limit your screen time.
Yeah.
And I wanted to sleep a lot, and they were like, no, they said you can't sleep. And I said, but I want it.
No, I know you do some medical stuff.
X-rays.
But you've had three concussions, so they probably explained to you. What's the purpose of not being able to sleep often?
It's just because you can't, like, monitor the symptoms. So, like, if it would have more underlying actual brain damage, you wouldn't be able to monitor it because they're sleeping and you think they're just sleeping and not like
slowly dying.
Yeah, pretty much.
I must say, because you know, like when you're sick, they're like, or you're injured, or I guess you know, they're like, rest matters. And then,
right.
But in this situation, stay the fuck awake the
whole
time.
Stay awake. Do not sleep.
So that was your first one.
Yes.
You had your second one occur. What year was this?
The other two were from basketball. I don't.
Why'd you play this sport? It did nothing good for you.
It's fun, and it kept me in shape.
You're physically.
I.e., now I am not in shape. So.
Oh, you're great. I saw your thighs earlier.
I do get told I have nice calves sometimes.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
I don't really remember.
Oh, man,
remember.
That's how hard the concussion was. You can't remember.
I don't really remember the second one.
Mm-hmm.
But the third one was junior year in basketball. And I went to, like, cut a girl off because she, like, they were good. We were supposed to be trapping them, like, in a full court press. We were supposed to trap them.
Half court trap.
And so I got all the way over there and I, like, stopped in front of her.
Y'all do the annoying thing?
And where you trap them right at the half court line.
Well,
so they
also
can't go
that,
back.
But you also, like, yell ball the whole time. Ball, 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 ball.
Only if you really didn't like the opponent.
Okay. I was like, that's so annoying. It's one
only
of the most annoying
if you
things
don't like them. Yeah. Because it irks them just as much as it irks you.
Yeah. So.
So only if you don't like them.
You came
them.
Over, trapped her at the half court
so
line.
I, yeah. So I got over there, but then the she other person you. Didn't make it over there in time. So she was able to, like, hit my leg to, like, go past me because this sign wasn't blocked off. And so I fell back trying to take the charge. I got the charge.
Hey.
And, like, I hit hard. There was, like, a big old knot on the back of my head.
Oh.
And I was crying because I had a civics test the next day.
And you're like, I'm not going to remember
a
thing.
I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, because the trainer was like, oh, like, yeah, you don't need to go to school tomorrow. And I was like, no, like, I have a civics test tomorrow. Like, I'm going to school
What's
tomorrow.
Civics?
Like, government and stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the required ones by the state of Missouri.
We just probably called it government. You know? I was like, oh,
but so I.
Yes.
I was like crying. I was like, no, like I have to go tomorrow. Like I cannot miss this civics test. Like I have studied way too hard for this. Like no, I'm going. And he's like, no, you're not. And I was like, yes, I am. So then I went in just for that class that day. And then I went back
home. How'd you do?
I did well.
Okay.
Yeah, I graduated with a 4.0.
Oh, shit. Hey, man. I took a charge once.
Yeah, it's so fun. I got really good at taking charges my junior and senior year.
To be fair, it was probably a blocking foul.
Wow, Andrew.
But here's what I did. You ready for this? I'm going to tell you the story. It's just for fun league at Missouri State, which is never just for fun because somebody's always an asshole. And
right, they sign up for that one so they can be really good, but like if they did Top Gun, they'd be absolutely horrible.
So
you
we're playing this just for fun league, and then like they get a steal, and I'm back. Well, I was next to the person, like so I ran back, and then I set. I'm gonna use some quotation marks. I set.
Okay. And then you hit it with both hands.
Yeah,
but not connected.
What?
But they weren't connected? Your hands weren't connected when you hit it?
What do you mean?
You said that you set it.
Oh, God,
so that's
no.
Implying that you, like, hit it
no, I mean, I was
with
set.
Both hands.
I was set on the ground. Like, I was set for the charge. I was like, you talk about volleyball? I've never played.
We were talking about rec league, and my mind went to volleyball.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I was saying, I've never been invited to volleyball teams, you know. But, yeah, I'm out
here.
Do
you want to be on mine?
You're already busy. You already have a full team.
No, we don't.
You guys have a full team.
No, we don't.
You know, maybe. I get off work at 7, though. So. Okay. No, hopefully my schedule changes from 8:30 to 4:30. But.
Okay.
But, like, I set for the charge. I should probably describe that for you. I set for the charge. And then the guy is running. He goes up for the layup. He, like, you know, kicks me. Like, probably puts his, like, thigh in my chest. So I fall back. And then that's the moment I should have learned from my, you know, my idea of wanting to be a wrestler because I didn't tuck my chin at all. So my head hits the ground.
Yeah.
And then like, I was like, I have to, like, as I'm on the ground, my head hits the ground. I'm like, I have to kind of sell this.
Oh no.
So like I hit the ground, I turn over like this and then I just start pounding.
Of course. Like, that's what they do too.
But the adrenaline like didn't hurt my head at all. Like it actually didn't hurt that like whenever like it wore off later, but like it didn't hurt. But like
that's good at least.
I just kept hitting the ground. Like this is the most painful thing and the guy was like, you know, charge and I was like, alright, man.
Got it. Gets up, there's no tears.
Literally jumps
up, starts skipping around.
If anything, you can't call the foul back.
Yeah.
You've already said it. So I got up. That's another part, you know, with the wrestling and the flopping, you know. You gotta sell the injury. You gotta sell it so it looks like it.
True.
I mean, sometimes it does hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it never hurts as much as you sell it as hurting.
Oh, true. Fact. Like, you, with your concussions, you definitely probably sold... Like, people thought you were selling the concussion, but you were selling the fact that you might miss their test. Yeah. Which makes you look like a crazy person. Like,
the softball one, I stumbled. So, like, I was out in center field, like, all the way back towards the fence. Yeah. And they said that they heard it.
Oh, they heard it clock you?
Yeah. From home plate, where the coach hit it from. And, like, I was trying to keep walking around. Yeah. I didn't walk well. And everyone's yelling at me, Michaela, sit down. And I was like, why, though? Like, it's fine. I'm trying to get the ball so I can throw it in. And Jenna comes over, and she's like, please just sit down.
Yeah, she was like, hey, man.
Like, you just need to sit down. I was like, fine.
And you didn't,
like,
bleed at all?
A little bit. The stitch marks did.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, just a little bit, though.
That reminds me of a story that happened to my sister. Her name is Angela.
Hey, Angela.
She was doing softball practice early in the morning. Very similar thing. She goes up to, like, she loses the ball in the sun or something. I don't know. Gets popped from a fly ball in the outfield. It pops her in the head. You can hear it. And then me, because I'm not actually good at any sports, really, I start giving her grief because that's the kind of brother I am. I'm like, what would you... How'd you lose? Like, you're the softball star. Like, you play for your college. Like, how did you lose the ball? You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? I don't understand.
How did you lose?
You know, you're the most talented sibling in softball. Like, that's crazy. But there's this one time, and I assume it's the reason my nose looks the way it does. You see this?
Great.
Around the age of 13, I'm in the outfield. You know, I'm gonna I'm gonna catch the ball.
Okay.
And the hard part is, like, when you're in the outfield, if somebody hits a grounder, It should be easy. The grass should take off most of the heat.
Yeah.
Right? But it was raining that day. I'm wearing tennis shoes because we were just practicing. So I'm going for it. I slip. The ball decides it wants to bounce. So then I have to react. So, like, my glove doesn't make it in time. The ball clears the glove, clocks me in the nose. And, like, you, I decide, like, I got up. I was like, oh, shit. Like, that hurt a lot. So
like, decided, that hurt, but I got to get the ball.
So I decide, like, I'm try to walk. My body's like, hey, let's not walk.
We're not going to do that.
My body said, you know this pain that you're feeling in your face? We kind of want to just stop you from doing anything else because you're going to make it. So, like, I just start walking, and then I'm like, I just pass out because the pain, like.
Oh, no.
Like, in my head, I was like, all right, that hurt a lot, but, like, I'm fine. But then, like, my body's like, no, you're not fine at all.
Right.
Like, you're going to fall.
One thing that gets me, I hate that, like, we ask people with head injuries, like, oh, did you lose consciousness? I don't know. Like, I remember getting asked that after my first concussion. Like, oh, did you lose consciousness whenever you sat down? I was like, well, first of all, it would have been obvious if y'all wouldn't have been telling me to sit down. Like, we would have known.
Yeah, I would have felt.
Like, we would have known. Yeah. Secondly, how am I supposed to know? Like, how am I supposed to know if I lost consciousness? I wasn't around for that.
I was like...
I mean, I was there physically, but I wasn't there, like... consciously even, to know.
Yeah, because, like, even whenever, like, you lose consciousness, I guess.
Right.
Like, a part of you, because, like, that time, like, my heart messed up on me and I almost hit a pole. I lost consciousness, but, like, I still remember myself saying, help. Like, but I knew I couldn't move or anything. So, like, I couldn't see, I couldn't move. But I knew I was saying help. But I guess I wasn't saying help. In my brain, I was saying help. Right. So I lost consciousness, but, like, if somebody asks you a question... you can still answer them, but, like, you're not aware of anything that's happened.
Right. I don't know if I lost.
So, like, did you lose consciousness? Or, like, at what point, like, because they could have been asking you questions. You could have been, like, saying yes or no.
Yep.
But, like, you didn't regain.
Do you know where you are? Yep. Yeah,
you didn't regain, like, the ability to remember it. I feel like that's the difference. I don't know. It's probably not, like, just being knocked out is the consciousness part. But, like, if your conscious mind isn't the thing making the decisions, then you probably lost consciousness.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because most people are just going to say blacking out is losing consciousness. Nah.
No. Yeah. I just don't understand it. Like, why do we... stop asking people if they lost consciousness.
That's the whole point, yeah.
They don't know. They weren't around for that.
The only thing they remember is getting hit in the head and then you asking, did you lose... yeah. So the parts between...
so, like,
I
maybe,
don't know.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
Like...
if the only thing I remember is the initial injury and then you talking to me, I just assume I lost consciousness. Because there's nothing... if I can't tell you anything between that moment and this moment, assume it happened.
Yep. It's donezo.
I always love the hand thing, too. How many fingers, man? Like, what?
Like, it's not that bad. Most head injuries are not that bad.
Yeah, but if it knocks you, if you
even
become,
if you're like your vision's blurry, you can still see.
I would say, unless, you know, they did that to the guy on the Sandlot, like the fictional character, when he got popped in the face and he lost his vision. Like, how many fingers am I holding? He's like, I can't see shit. I'm blind.
See anything.
They're like, well, you're out of the baseball league, you know?
So it really only works for, like, double vision and blindness.
Yeah.
And even with blindness, you might guess right.
Yeah.
And if you're wrong, you just say, oh, no, like, I have double vision.
It'll be, this should do this, I'm not, this actually shouldn't be in a movie. Like, they're like, how many fingers am I holding up? And he's like, two. And they're like, guy, I don't have any hands. Like, so we definitely know there's something wrong.
Fingers.
Yeah. He like just holds up his nub. He's like, how many fingers am I holding up? And he's like, three. He's like, have no hands. So like, you're wrong regardless. That's what I'm going to do.
You're so wrong.
If somebody gets messed up, I'm going to call somebody that has no hands to be like, how many fingers am I holding up? And they're like, you know. That's it. I nailed it. That's a good one. We killed it.
Is that it?
For what?
Oh, I don't know. You
the podcast?
That
is that it?
I don't know.
How long have we gone? Plus the half that my brother cut me off at. It's been about 30, maybe 40 minutes.
Okay.
You dig
that's
that?
That's not bad.
That's not bad, man. For a good return.
Yeah.
Of us talking about whatever in these hotel beds, staring at each other's eyes. Just staring into the dark abyss that is our souls from the hotel bedroom.
But.
You know what, man? Continental breakfast tomorrow. Intercontinental breakfast.
Intercontinental breakfast.
Intercontinental breakfast. See, man, I was laying down these gems because you guys said he was a wrestler. I was like, well, he's old. He's not doing like... And I was like, tag team match, handicap match. I said intercontinental breakfast. And I said intercontinental champion. I'm like, if he knows wrestling, how's he not biting this?
Maybe he just doesn't think you're funny.
But now he's like, oh yeah, Bam Bam. He's going to lay out Bam Bam from the 90s. Like, everybody knows who Bam Bam. Everybody knows who the Beast from the East is. Everybody knows that he fought Lawrence Taylor at WrestleMania in the main event. That was 10. It had to be 10. Because that's whenever Shawn Michaels wrestled
ten
Diesel.
What?
In one? No, Diesel.
10 what?
WrestleMania 10.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of, look at us on the screen.
Wow.
AEW. That's AEW. Yeah.
They're listening. They know we lost the remote, so they're giving the people what they want. Spooky.
They're also giving the people what they want because we got the Gideon Bibles in the show. Shout out to the Gideons. What else, man? What do you think? Okay, we're just going to. Maybe this will be the last topic that we can chill and just be regular people.
We cannot be regular people. Good
facts.
Try, though.
Yeah. One of my favorite things. About ever going to a hotel. I don't know if I did it last time. I'm not going to do it tonight. But, like, I don't know why. It's really dumb. But I like forcing a pizza man to drive to the hotel. I like eating pizza in hotel rooms.
Do you want to get pizza?
I mean, I'm good at the moment.
Okay.
Do you want it?
I was just asking.
But that's my thing, man. It's always one of the things I did as a kid all the time. There was this one time... It wasn't even pizza, but we had KFC and we had a rice cooker in a hotel room. Like, we fucking lived there.
Okay.
And it was amazing. When you went on trips, did you enjoy hotels?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that answer, man.
They're fun. I enjoy it. I have no problem.
How did you all roll out?
What do you mean?
Like, my dad would lay it out. You know what I'm saying? He was like, all right, two rooms. Kids get theirs, we get ours.
We would just have
sometimes
one room
we'd go three
beds.
Rooms. You know, if we had a guest, it'd be like one of us with the guest, the other two siblings, the third room.
One room, two beds.
One room, two beds? That's how to save. That's how to save.
Kibri, if you listen to this, you're the worst person to share a bed with.
Why?
She freaking kicks. Like, I get so many bruises.
Damn.
Yeah. It's almost like she's not actually asleep when she does it. It's almost intentional.
Like she, like you're just like there. You're
she
like
just starts
up,
beating the crap
like,
out of me.
Yeah, she puts you in a rear naked choke. Just choking you on your sleep. You're like,
yeah, it's ridiculous. Sorry, Kibri, I love you, but no.
I'm going to say, I used to, I think it's because I have so many weird phobias as an adult.
Yeah.
I don't like sharing beds with most people.
Yeah, I don't
but like
either.
After a while, my brother, I was like, I don't want to share a bed with him. Not because I don't like him, but also because like I know as a teenager growing up, the ability to wake up with
you know, is a thing. So, like, I don't want to feel someone's accidental morning wood near me. So that's why, like, I went on that religious trip, Sikh.
Oh, yeah?
And they're like, all right, man, like, they did what y'all did. Four people to, like, two beds in a room.
Yeah.
And then, like, I was so happy that, like, I chose, I went to bed first. Mm-hmm. So whoever chose me, that's how it was going to go. The other smaller guy chose to be in the bed with me. And I was like, oh, thank God. We're not going to touch. The two thickest dudes, man, were in the other bed. Two boys, like, 280, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they're just rubbing skins, you know what I'm saying? Fucking sweats piling up on this bed.
Your ability to paint a picture is quite astounding.
Thank you, man. I can't imagine that, like, they were using covers, because if I was next to somebody that produced the same amount of heat as me, and with the skinny guy, he was actually that skinny, man. I'll call him out right now. Matt Dreyer. Oh, government name. He's actually, he's a pretty buff guy. I always told him to wear, like, I'm like, hey, man, wear some larges. No reason for you to be wearing some kids' mediums, you know what I'm saying? Wear a large shirt, man. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I put the little leg pillow in between us. Because I ain't going to have him just turn around and cuddle me, bro. That ain't happening, son. I ain't getting cuddled.
You were genuinely worried about being cuddled?
Not just cuddled, man. I don't want to touch another human being in my sleep if I'm not being intimate with them, you know what I'm saying?
So you were legitimately worried about being cuddled?
Not cuddled, just like, I want, like, I want my leg rubbing up against your leg. You
were worried about being cuddled.
Nah, man. Like, your leg against my leg, our arms, like, touching.
You were legitimately worried about being cuddled.
It's
going to sound homophobic,
and it's going to be, like, really bad on me. I'm getting canceled tonight, everyone.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. I did say at the end of that trip, though, I said, who would have thought that sleeping with another man would have made me want to become Catholic? And that's... And that's how we end. Kidding. Yeah.
I just don't like sharing beds with people. I like my space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like Facebook. All right.
Perfect. That's it. We nailed it. Yeah. Shut it down. No sign-offs or anything.
No sign. Oh, we're just done.
I'm kidding. We got
no social
promote.
Media handles. Nothing.
We gotta promote.
All right. Season 2, part 2. It's happening now. We have our co-host. She'll come back for some more. We'll probably do another round table because I really like. We should do one at LV's party.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe not. But
bring the stuff.
Yeah.
Bring the stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll have the round table, maybe another one, maybe another Tuesdays. I'm going to try to get those people that I promised from the first time because I think it'd be really fun to just talk about weird shit for a while.
There you go.
So, yeah, you got anything you want to promote or do you want to close it out?
I'll just promote myself and let you go back to closing it
out. You never want to do the intros or promote.
On the Hingy. Oh, yeah. On the Instagram at michael_with.and.a, and you can email me your x-rays at 00.michaelak@gmail.com.
Wow. Holy crap.
Please don't email me anything else. Unless you're that traffic officer who can correct me if I'm wrong about yielding yes. to oncoming traffic.
Of course. That's or he could just honestly message you on us.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to send an email.
Yeah.
Or she.
Alrighty. That's it for me.
Me, man.
It's good to be back.
I haven't been on the dating sites recently because, you know, real life's just been handing me lemons. That's not true. Such a false statement. But if I'm on them, if you want to like me, that's cool. That's really sweet of you because I don't really like me. Just kidding. I don't like people back often. So, but yeah, she didn't say Bumble. So she likes to, you know.
I'm not on Bumble.
I know, that's all I'm saying. You like to keep
some
space.
I don't like
spaces.
To make the first move.
Ah, okay, okay.
I'll make the first move in person, but you I know don't me. Like to make the first move on sites.
Nice. You know me, Facebook, Instagram, always the same. It looks like every now and then I get messages like Life of a Loser on Facebook has gotten one new view, and it confuses me because I don't I don't do anything on that page, and it's always funny to me. I just got to hire a social media person, you know, because I don't care about anything.
Yeah, I got asked why you don't have an Instagram for Life of a Loser, so
who asked?
Maybe get on that.
Was it Ross like 6 years ago? Who asked?
No, it was the one that was supposed to be the special guest today, but had other things happen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I don't. Because you wanted to tag us.
I don't. I don't care about the podcast.
That's a lie. Yes, you do.
I do. I just don't care about promotion, which is bad for if you want to do anything big in life.
That's true. That's true.
That's why you pay somebody to do it. Yeah. What was I saying? Instagram, TikTok. You hit me up. It's
I'm a tiki toggy.
I think it's Edward AYY.
Probably.
But anything else, just look me up. I'm the best. What the hell? Where'd that come from? Okay.
He is nothing if not humble, folks.
For, as I say, the title of the podcast, For Life of a Loser Presents. This has been Andrew Edward, always reminding you that, hey, maybe it's not that bad being a loser. And if you're a couple and you want to be on third wheeling, I would like to get that started. Have a good time. Have a good night. Bye, 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 bye. I have to log into my phone and turn this off. Bye, 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 bye.